Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to quit calling me, following me, riding and trip with me. After you get you swallowing me, never knew this jungle would explode.
Like this.
Now that I know this, I must reload.
Like this. How many of them in a psycho bitch? Down for the minute with a major twist. Pain with a bit of game, it's that bitch sickness. Everybody sees the evil symptoms, so you know. When sexual activity happens and fear starts to flow, time to go. They come with a big package and back, chest quite that. But the fatal attraction would only get you ice back. Better watch what you do when you sleep with a woman that's on the edge in your bed, cause you'll be resting in
red.
They'll find the number to your residence, not hesitant, unprecedented. Ain't no mystery to us, she's demented. Ain't never gonna get messed up and another mixed up with a psycho bitch. Millimeter with a master plan, so you won't be up in the ditch like this. Wild child, running wild, behind the smile is a frown. That'll make you lay it down quickly. She's shifty, killing strictly, has to come and get me. From a rose to 357, 360, psycho bitch.
When you met us, you was right so thick. Chopper tatters
about that you offer to love it. If you own your telephone and then she lose it when you use it. If you please don't leave it on, nigga, for true, she will go through it. If she just call a bitch back from your phone and choose it, take a new uterus. Even if that situation's not lose, the bitch is ludicrous. Mad when you got a better bitch around. Back is the nigga wanna kiss her now. Never would've got up with a woman if I knew about the medicine, I never would've dipped her down. If she take a several curl of the letter, the bitch would probably stop and just let her catch her. Sleeping with a beauty, it's in the guest, and you better hope you're never leaving the stretcher. If you were a psycho, don't go through with it, be through with it. Right in the midst of happiness, that mood is what you're ruining. You thinking that you know women, and you're just so intuitive. Bet that a nigga that's back at the end of the bitch, you would have to shoot a bitch.
Please, don't bring that psycho shit to me.
Popping up at the club, sure. Looking for you with the rollers in, sure. And when the push comes to shove, sure. Here you go on the floor with this hoe again, sure. Psycho bitches, never let it go, yeah. Trippin' to never the bow, be ready to get up and go.
Why?
The second in is just dead to the show. Breaking my crib, yeah. Tripping my car, yeah. Looking for white bitch, hair on my balls, yeah. Trippin' with you when you rap with the family, she get it poppin' right there in the mall, yeah. Fuck with the bitch, it's definite, yeah. Better watch who you steppin' with, yeah. Fuck a sense and deficit, better watch who the fuck you messin' with, yeah. Just because the fuck you, that don't mean we gettin' married, ho. The way you stand around the cones from my house is scary, though. When it comes to relationships, I'm very slow. Cause you never understand it over till you're very low. No,
don't leave my mind space, living out. Tripping with strippers, you think I'm digging out.
Me saying that I'll never be taken by the hands of another man is a bad omen. Cause you never know, it might just be the hands of a woman, psycho bitch.
Please, don't bring that psycho shit to me.
Never ever go down with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go down with a psycho bitch. Never know when the girl might be a psycho.
It's a psycho, it's a psycho, it's
a psycho. Kind of with a little bit of life when you try to do.
It's a psycho, it's a psycho, it's a psycho.
Kind of with a little bit of life when you try to do.
Stop calling me, never wanna really hear no heartfelt shit. You ain't healthy for me, you bitch, I'm on a health kick. Psycho bitches are self-destructive, weak and helpless. I'm done with you, bitch, now you can let somebody else
in. Stick with it, I stick in it, stick in it. Never did I think for a minute to quit it. Chickens only living and driven to get hit it. Turn around and flip it and get to a deep shit it. Pussy was a better to get in and then it. You can make a penny of money to men's sentence. You can run a bitch by adjusting the antennas. What if she did, maybe you better forget it. Psycho like Michael, you Michael. Wake up to knives and rifles. When your eyes see Bible, like I know to move on you like Tavo. Even I know this Laho, like rivals, them turn you into Vavo. Get it out of you, turn your back in the bitch tag with a blade up in your spinal. Should've listened to them phone calls, don't stop with them harassing threats. Well, the vision was them draws and me plotting on heaven's sake. Got me tripping, fist in a ball, I know so go have the next. We'll kill this crazy bitch and give her back your tag.
Please, don't bring that psycho shit to me.
Never ever go down with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go out with a psycho bitch. Never know when the girl might be a psycho.
It's a psycho, it's a psycho,
it's a psycho. Kind of with a little bit of life and you try to
do.
It's a psycho, it's a psycho, it's a psycho. Kind of with a little bit of life and you try to do. Never ever go down with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go out with a psycho bitch. Everybody better learn how to be a psycho bitch. Never know when the girl might be a psycho. It's a psycho, it's a psycho, it's a psycho.
Let me show you how fast I can get to your heart. Let me show you how fast I can get to your heart. Let me show you just how fast I can get to your heart. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? On the Jungle Ride Radio with the Killer. And Coach Gelgi. Same prank, gonna do a short show, but we'll see how it goes. So how about we play a track, motherfuckers? I'm gonna go with KMK Still Dog Life.
Once there was a rhythm that we sang to you. Story of a lifestyle that we lived through, and I would say life I lead is the life of a dog. And may I please, but I run out.
Dance in the darkness, choke the light right up out of your carcass. I got six jokes for you, they're not fun.
And we're back. So here we go with some Miss Keyza War.
Advice, don't box with a dude who plays in mud. The southern devil with a shovel and a pine box. Very I'm observing the shoddy's body, the vermin. We remain in sucker free, make these fuckers flee from their sternum. Releasing wood of darker by squeezing free from the burner to a busy underground like my only child who was murdered. Middle finger with a wrist slit,
spinning at the riddle to reflect upon.
They say I'm a misfit,
looking like this from a weapon to set the crime.
The blasphemies with grievance, the cycle Jesus, the underground heathen, and only God who believe in.
That lyrical surgery served to be serpent purposely, verbally murk MCs hurling Hercules words in first degree. Murder versus no perjury, one is producers perfect, beat them perfectly, the perfect person with perfect precision, certainly. I'm a savage animal with ammo that's from the mandible. I'm Rambo and Hannibal wrapped up in the one, and I go hammer on any amateur caliber rapper and his clone. Liquid assassin attacking, leaving fragments of bone.
I'm gonna fuck it. All the blood up on the floor, I'm fucking catapult. They call me Prince because they think I'm really two-faced. Standing in my cave and smoking weed, I think I'm white, man. A dark night, doing good, think I'm doing bad. Don't play for shit, I'm Lord Orland. I'm the crocodile hunter and I play Crocky. Where's my fucking beer, man? Put your fucking arms up.
Stop hitting me in ears, all I need is just one second. I'm gonna show you why I'm finally being recognized. Chicks, they be disguised. I'm here on a mission, back with a vengeance. Don't even be surprised. Who's the girl with the flip flops on? Why won't everybody with a hip hop song? Came from the bottom, got my tip top on. I know I'm gonna blow, but it's just not long. Rock on, cause I came to rage. I get hyped, you can blame my age. White balls in the booth, I stay insane. That's off, I'm craving brain.
Bang, bang, rhymes just rang out, I threw it. Who the fuck is him? That's how I see his influence. When I insert berserk like I'm stupid, going all dumb. Blast on myself, cock back, I knew it. Cause I'm a worst enemy, I came to do it. Cause you're my worst enemy and simply stupid. Cause I'm a worst enemy, blast that, that. Fight up, fight up, duck and weave. Fight up, fight up, these words like these. Sing MCs, niggas freeze like ugh. Getting hit with their pretty thoughts, I blows like please. Ain't no way to get past the rock flow. Zip line in and wipe off the combo. I'm not mad, that host a psycho. Kiss my ass, I'm gonna suck my hypo.
And I rap my team, yeah. Ass click, boy, best you've seen. Bitch. Go so hard, rocking on the mic, I make the whole motherfucking crowd wet their jeans.
Ow.
So respect my scheme, yeah. Make the haters hate, make the sexy scream. Blow sticks in hands, you shit your pants when you close your eyes and adjust your deans.
Yeah.
They request my green, king of the birds, the restless fiend. Say my name, you gon' get some love. Look in the eyes, I got a fresh gleam. Drop some steer that I'm blessed to swing.
Yeah.
Detroit boys, we wreck the scene.
Yeah.
They call me Ajax, my breath is stinking. My beats are dirty, but the rest is clean.
Body bag, I'ma hit him with it like a boxing match. Tell me, little buddy, why you got so mad? You're killing it for real, we don't want your trash. Gruesome, that's who I am. What's up with those tracks you buying? They whack as hell, but those rappers fail. Well, I'm back from hell and I'm crack supplying. Johnny Dark, flow it sober when I want your heart. Full composure when I drop your parts. Mold is open, now I call that art. Starting coking, overdosing, you'll get it soon. Bet your doom at the next full moon in the dead zone. Now I make a head go boom like endo blown like an exit wound.
They think they call me Scumma. I'm the tombstone on your children's graves. It's lyrical slip rough enough to be what every one of my followers craves. You're living the sickness of witnessless murder and group suicides taking place. I'm hitting them hard like a brick to the back of their head or a bat to their face. So fuck them all if they with us done, they don't exist. We're about to blow up like a backpack of a terrorist. I got me a list of some names everyone does before an obituary page. No accent wounds wanna blow their heads off with my son of gauge.
Picture me a head dude with a knife in my hand. What's up, y'all? Hey, how you doing? One cut, two cut, three cuts in your guts and your blood and hands in the spewing. Let the brave one painfully take ya. Pray to God, but he ain't gonna save ya. I'm proud of it, an oddity. And I come from the bottom of the gutter. Kill beef like moving, shoot stutter. I'm hard, you butter. Put your mouth to the 45 mag, don't stutter. Leave a hole in your back with the size of a hook. Get smoked like a dove shit. About blew my house with your bullshit, bitch. I'm trying to get my buzz back.
Jason Porter, I only rap to buy drugs. So I hit the club with mixtapes when my stash is dried up. Staring at you with the Waffle House in the middle of the night trying to cop an ounce. Dropping now with a popping sound, get the fuck out, I got enough rocks for now. The doctors got me in a bag of moles. My coke fits are bigger than Axl Rose. Pissed off with the way that I handle hoes. Pulling up with a Glock and a pair of bows. On a magic carpet with a hair of my hose. Got it all coked up and don't wear any clothes. You blown out like a pipe bomb. Your pussy got more room than an iPod.
Underground's finest. Now tell me what's next to prove. Put your neck in two. Leave your land with a bunch of exit wounds. Team R2, 5-star general plays. I'm calling shots. Y'all are not looking kind of funny. Running from my falling hots. Falling or not. Still dumping shells on the side of my back truck. You fat fuck. Taking while I'm collecting fat fucks. Ask around. Let you find out that nothing's fake. I'll show up at your church and rob the fucking collection plate.
Fuck. Fuck ya.
everybody.
Fuck
yeah, I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Pedophile niggas.
Come on.
Stay fucking king.
Yeah.
Penn State shit.
Uh-huh.
You won't fucking live.
Nah.
What track you ever crushed? Nah. I heard your fucking diss.
Bitch.
Treat you like a bitch. Blow you a fucking kiss.
Nah.
9 milli with good aim. I won't fucking miss.
Let's go.
It's Darko, NSD is the clip. Sutter Kane is the ball. My rivals can suck a dick, motherfucker.
Ramping babies, castrating some old ladies. Illuminati want my body, I am fucking crazy. Put a bullet in your head and make your brain splatter. Grab a fork and a spoon and eat your brain matter. Fuck your bitch in her ass until she starts to shit. Take my dick out her ass to make her suck this shit. And when she vomit, I'ma shove it down her throat. Take a hit of DMT in her nose full of coke. Yeah.
As you feel the viral bodies above me, can we do it a little bit softly?
Line girls need a lot more room, don't worry, they will not breathe.
Proceed to breathe, I'm a undead cedary. Supercharged when I need to be.
Sounding like the teen spirit of a sad Norwegian queen. There's a difference between you and a queen. You can't even know where to run to.
One blown body, subsonic, composed and honest, methodic. Right.
So demonic, I be the cannibal analyst, ever the animatronic, and I'm sitting on your coffin while I'm drinking gin and tonic.
And I'm higher than the mountain that I haunted.
It's that West Coast Cali killer, my nigga, pull your knives out. And if you're coming to my city, we gon' find out. Gonna blow your mind out, spit on but my nuts hole. Knockin' your bitch, touch your shit, and take your bankroll. I know you heard the stories, ho, they say I'm getting gory, bro. Kicking in the toes, if I got it like a glory hole.
And we are back. How are we go in the track? How we go with Nick Rage? Kill ya.
Yes, I do commit the murder. Make blood spray up out the soda. Muscle like a cracking, but the fact that the passion is passion. No crack. Gospel hostile. Put her on the hospital. In the complex, my accomplice, accomplish all of my stuff with house of progress with the high tech. It's obvious you're not so honest. So honestly, I honorably honor that honest peak release from deep sleep. The harmless feast upon the misery. Should I let her go? She should have known not to go in the woods. All alone. Now she goes for her phone. No, don't. Now we know how it goes. So we chose. I'm getting to get you, bitch. With hands in the box, get the wrist off, split off this bitch, that's awesome shit. Officer, it's obvious, these motherfuckers citizens. So I told you rape and murder. Fuck the judges and the jurors. Damn, I planned this shit so perfect. Fuck the lawyers and
blood up on the wall, and it's all over the ground. Should have never ran your mouth. Now I gotta lay you down, that I'm gonna kill you.
Cheerio, so cheerio. Bitch gave me mono, now the blood all over her stereo. Here he goes with the scary flow, cut him up in Iberio.
See, I hit him up and put him after the beat. Then she headed to the cabin, but she's in her reach. She put her axe in her back, cause the asthma attack. And the blood dripping out of her mouth, no screaming. And I never let him go too far, but I let him, feel like I caused no harm. Then I ask him if they ready, pull out a machete. Said he cause my mother told me that I gotta do my car.
Why do I hear these voices in my mind? Please stop talking to me, telling me to make them die. Now I'm losing it, there's nothing left that I can do. The only way to make them stop is torturing.
Blood up on the wall, and it's all over the ground. Should have never ran your mouth. Now I gotta lay you down, say I'm gonna kill you.
And you
Now she's laying face down on the skirt. I'm bashing your head, yeah, I came here to rock. Couple little family members will drop. Dabbing her repeatedly, I don't know what could end up. I'm quicker with agility, she's bleeding. Stop, she's fucking in a melody. Never me, all because I didn't make enough celery. I'm giving it the pressure, I can't begin to measure. The hatred begins to fester, now I'm throwing off the felonies. I'm freaking out, fucking talking through my teeth. Yeah, bitch, take a finish from the beat. Binoculars to your window when you sleep. At your house at night when it's finna creep. Bomb your shit, get your motor when I intended. Crowbar, smash it in your head and begin dead. I'm playing on my nerves, got me loaded up the chamber. And it's only moments later you leave to be invented. I ain't acting straight, drastic stake. I'm imagining faith, all your own beat songs, so they can't relate. Make the act of rape, have a backing tape. Dedicated to the women that go out all acting sleazy. Don't bother locking the door, baby. The window's just as easy.
Up on the wall, do you follow what?
And I guess we're back, even though the song, that's not over yet, so this might just be a temporary return. But we'll see what happens. Well, instead of waiting for whatever the hell is supposed to happen with this track, it's not anything else, apparently. How about we go to another track? How about we go with Twisted Monsters Bow?
Creatures and hotties, hot stepping over dead bodies, demons above. give me a triple shot of snake blood. Two times, my ceremony of creeps and freaks and blue minds. Somebody's eyeball landed in my drink, I chugged it. Cause at this place, we all off the kid. Spill the blood, cause the torch is lit. Compared to Monster's Ball, your bash ain't shit.
What up?
Not much. Just
What is it, just you?
Pretty much. Havoc went to sleep early because he fell asleep before our eyes and ended, and then just said, you know, ask me to take over about 20 minutes before the show started and get out and called in.
Yeah, I'll call them later, so yeah.
Yeah. I'm just happy I basically dealt with all the stupid shit I had to deal with for, you know, the whole college stuff. I finally got, like, you know, the whole apartment place done with and all that shit. And apparently that's going to cost $9,000 total.
Word.
It's a hell of a lot of money, but, I mean, I am living on campus, so got to deal with that shit.
Word, Sean.
Now, who the hell sung that song, The Bird is the Word? It wouldn't be a perfect song to play right now. Actually, you know, the song Surfing Bird is by the Trash Man. I can see it's even on here. And I guess it isn't. Damn. You know, I could upload it, but, eh. Ah, fuck it. Might as well.
Bird is the word. Oh, man, I'm bored.
Yeah, me too. But how about before I upload that, I torture myself with the track that I hate while it's uploading.
Do it. You won't do it.
I'll do it. I don't give a fuck anymore. And I'll go with the remix version of that. I have no clue why I did this, but here you go.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Too hot in the area. Falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her. I just wanna.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. I got heat packing the seat. I don't need to beat my meat.
I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Haha, whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. While I'm they on my dick, cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we are back.
Bitch.
And I can't believe I actually played that song. Hmm. And now Blog Talk decides to be a total bitch.
What else is new?
Not much. I'm just, I guess, you know, kind of waiting for all that stuff to happen, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, I still have to, like, you know, pick classes, all that kind of shit, but I kind of, you know, hate that. I have to, like, wait till the last minute.
Word, son.
But, I mean, at least I'm getting it done.
Sure.
You know, it's annoying as hell, but, I'll have it done soon enough. And now iTunes opens for no damn reason. Gotta love when computers have to try and be smart, and they end up being stupider.
Bird is the word. Bird is the word.
I can't believe I'm playing this song.
Technically, you're not playing it, so yeah.
I should have played another track, but I have to figure out where the hell it saved it as on my computer. So I'm already looking for it. And I found it already. So, well, this is uploading, which won't take that long. I should probably play another track.
Yep.
Even though it's already uploaded. Damn fast. Today. I also realized that when I did the whole intro thing, that my phone was on mute the whole damn time. So I never really said the whole intro, but who cares.
Way to go. No,
hey, it happens. With the R's. And now the computer decides to freeze again. You know what? Because of that, I think you're going to have to do a double feature, that song, and Stuff Your Stocking afterwards.
I win.
You always win.
Yeah, I know. It's just awesome. Not cool like that.
Yep.
Although AT&T sucks balls and needs to go die.
Wait, what?
I said AT&T sucks balls and needs to go die.
Well, yeah, it's AT&T.
I have absolutely no service in this household, so, like, my phone will, like, randomly just say, call failed. All the time, too. It just randomly does it.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm on Verizon, which you kind of know already, but my phone, I mean, it acts pretty well, usually. I mean, there, you know, some rare times when it's total bitch, but it's very rare.
Word, Colin.
But then again, I mean, you know, every phone network fucks up at some time or another. I forget how far down the seas are in this whole thing. Damn.
So get this. Ghetto texted me. Like, I didn't know it was Ghetto. Like, random text message, you know. I looked at the number, I'm like, well, this is awkward. I don't know who you are. I read the first text message, and I knew it was Ghetto right away.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I saw the Pittsburgh number, because I knew, like, 412, I was like, that's Pittsburgh. It was like, it's Ghetto. I was like, so when do you get a cell phone? And how long are you going to have it for? Like, I asked him that. He's like, oh, I have it for now. Not going to have it for too long. That was the exact response.
His first text message to me is Gangsta here with the hot girl.
That was his first text message to me. I was like, what up, Ghetto? I already played that track tonight, so doesn't have to be played again.
Well, like, I love how you were like, what up, Ghetto? I go, y'all know who I be.
I just don't even give a fuck anymore. Because I realize if I care, they're going to play more. If I just don't care, it's not going to get played as much. But how are we going to some surfing bird right now? I've heard the bird is the word. You dig?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a word. Oh, well, a bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a word. Oh, well, a bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a word. Oh, well, a bird.
Oh, no, there ain't cock blocking. No, 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 there ain't no stopping. Oh my God, this is so shocking. Play for crying is just so naughty. But you know this is a party. This is fun, I love Bacardi. Christmas Eve and I'm with my girly. But she got a present early. We can grind until the time that Santa comes and brings the time. You can smoke and I will rhyme. Oh my God, look in the sky. It's that Santa, never mind. You're just high, oh, oh my.
Okay, and we are back.
Yeah.
And I set up an interview with Happy Super Bowl of an artist that somebody that we all knew. No, Jay Killa, 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 Killa. Okay, fuck the whole Jay Killa bullshit. Screw it over. So we got Mr. Snug Brim set up for June 7th or 8th.
Lando Cloud.
So it goes back to Lando Cloud after I imitate Jay Killa's awesome echo effect that he doesn't know how to turn the fuck off.
Lando Cloud.
The only thing that might be different is, or that, like he said to me, is that he has a show June 8th, which is the day we tried to set up for. But he said that he'll still try and make it work that day. And I told him that we can, you know, switch the day up. But, I mean, we'll figure it out.
Word, son.
Don't make me go back to the birds of word for saying word again.
Dude, what I think we should do, we should make it a game. When somebody, whenever somebody says, what?
Whenever anybody says what, you play that track?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Because usually it's like, what word? Or word?
Like, whenever anybody says word, play that track.
Yeah, but you know what? Geno isn't going to say word. He'll say what more. So.
Pretty much. So when he calls in and says what? Yeah.
Isn't all probably listening in right now.
He probably is.
Knowing Ghetto. The silent but deadly type.
Exactly. And if I had to say it like a million times right when he calls it.
No, he won't. He will not say it. So I will say it for him.
It all works. We will be listening to that track again.
I'm just that awesome. Oh no, my phone's gonna die.
Then put it in the charger.
I'm trying to. I had it charged, like starting to charge, but one of the plugs in my room is fucking loose. It's a fucking whore, I'm telling you.
Ah, the plug problem.
It won't charge my phone, so I have to plug it into my fucking laptop to be able to have it while I'm sitting on my bed, or else I'd be sitting at a fucking on the floor by my fucking wall.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do to charge your phone. Like the one day I woke up and I was like, you know, the house I'm at right now. Like, if you turn off the light switch or whatever, then that turns off half the power of all the top switches for some damn reason. So
yeah,
I woke up on one day, and my phone was, like, at 50%. Like, why the fuck is it not charging? Is my charger dead? Like, you know, that's my first worry. It's too lazy to get out of my bed. And then I saw that I turned off the switch or whatever. It's like, why the hell did I turn off the switch?
My thing is like, I'm so used to it being an actual light switch to turn on the light.
pretty much, I mean, I figured out the reason I turned off the light switch. I was too damn lazy to just do this, to walk the whole way to my computer to turn off that light that I have over there. So I actually walked further to turn off the light completely, which makes no sense. Why? But when you're half asleep, nothing makes sense, right?
Dude, you never make sense, so it's all good.
Not really.
How is it that my phone is charging, but yet it kept going down percentages?
I don't know. Sounds like you need a new phone.
Oh, yeah. I have an iPhone 3.
I had to, honestly, because I had an iPhone 3 for a while, I had to, like, my iPhone 3 just started fucking up. Like, it wasn't, like, receiving text and all that. So
yeah,
I literally just got sick of it and just, like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to trade it in. Because it was like, you know, near my 2-year thing. It's like, fuck it. iPhone 3. Hello, iPhone 5.
Yeah, I hate the iPhone. I want my droids back.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of hate the iPhone at times, too.
No,
it does make some shit easy.
I like droid. I hated droid because of the droid that I had. I miss my droid so badly.
That's the funny thing. You are so hypocritical about that. Like, I had the droid, then I went to the iPhone. Now I hate the iPhone. I want the droid back.
My droid was a piece of shit, though. I can tell you that much.
Yep.
But it's not as bad as my fucking iPhone, dude. At least it still received fucking text messages when it wanted to, and wanting to keep fucking phone calls and let me answer phone calls.
Because, you know, like, after the iPhone software gets so old, like, we have an old iPhone, then you have to buy the new one for it to work with the update software, like that bullshit. Which
dude,
is just a fucking scam by Apple.
My fucking phone is retarded, dude. That's all, plain and simple. If you were
to
call me, whether or not for me to answer my phone.
I used to have that phone, I know exactly the problems you're going through, because I had those same problems.
It would, like, it just hang up on random people. It wouldn't let me unlock my fucking screen. It picks and chooses whose text messages I get and what text messages I receive. So, like, I'll receive bits and pieces of a fucking conversation. I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So, like, you'll just get, like, a text message where it's, like, I thought we were talking about, like, you know, you're talking about the weather 1 minute, and it's, like, how the hell do we get from talking about the weather to about sports and shit like that, right?
I don't, like, we go from, like, stupid, like, I'll go from, like, a serious conversation to, like, somebody, like, saying something stupid. I'm like, what? When did this happen? Why are you, like, saying this to me? Kind of like me saying dildo. Just random.
Oh, great. You said your word. Okay. I was at the Baltimore or whatever, the Bronx Zoo with my nephew, like, past weekend. And I think pictures are something that I have to send to your phone eventually. I'll probably send it to you through Facebook. But it's just, like, one of those awkward moments. I'm like, okay, apparently they're selling dildos at the zoo. What the hell is wrong with this?
Hey, don't diss the dildos.
I'm just saying, so you are going to get a picture eventually from that.
I have way too much fucking nail polish, dude. I can tell you that much right now. Way too much nail polish.
And I have none.
Okay, would you like some? I have plenty of it.
I'll pass. I can pick it anyway, this is the one, some of your nail polish.
Nail polish. Did you know Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was voiced by Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Nope.
Well, now you do. Look at that.
Yep.
Fun facts on JRR.
Learning facts from Dildo Lady on JRR.
I didn't say anything about a dildo. What are you talking about?
That's your code word.
No, that's just a word.
You knew I was going there because you said it. Why the hell did I get in the twisted section?
Woo! Like Homer Simpson for a second there.
Pretty much. So, because you said that key word, here you go.
I wanna everybody's heard about the bird. Bird's a winner when a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner when a bird, bird, bird. When a bird is a winner when a bird, bird, bird. Bird's a winner when a bird, bird, bird. When a bird is a winner when a bird, bird. Bird's a winner when a bird, bird, bird. Bird's a winner when a bird, bird, bird. When a bird is a winner when a bird, bird. Bird's a winner when a don't you know? I'm the bird when everybody knows that the bird is a winner when a bird.
Hmm. So the only thing I know for interviews we have coming up is in 10 days, the 31st, we have Gruesome coming up with Combine and Bloke Seat as well.
What are you talking to?
Nah, I'm just telling you the interviews we have coming up.
Always.
I mean, so we got that interview the 31st, and then we got the Snug Brim one, and I don't know what the hell else.
So I think for Shift and Giggles from now on, whenever we get a like a random caller that we like really, you know, just don't know or anything, or even if we know them, other than interviews, I think we should specifically have a specific word that we have talked about amongst our co-hosting and hosting selves. And for that day, pick a song that we should play every time we hear that word. Just like a clip of that song.
And see That'd be awesome.
And see if people can guess the word of the day. And if
a word of the day thing. This is actually an awesome idea.
And if they do, we can, like, I don't know, play a song, a specific song for them, or I can make them cookies and eat them.
That actually sounds like an awesome idea.
I know, I'm awesome.
Yeah.
You know it. Admit it.
Yep.
I really think we should talk that over with fucking Havoc.
Well, we can tomorrow. Which tomorrow he's going to talk about what happened when he talked Strange today.
What?
Like Havoc, because you know what the whole deal with what happened with Ritz, right?
Yes.
So pretty much, like, Ritz thought because of DC, like, rapping on it, that it was, like, something where he had to date the 2 hours or something. There was, like, some confusion there. So he thought it was, like, you know, a hangout spot, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, like, you know, having talked to Corey about it today, and, like, you know, he understands his point of view, he understands our point of view. And so basically, just as of right now, they kind of agreed that there's not going to be any Strange interviews for a couple of tours or whatnot.
Well, that's retarded. Like,
yeah, Havoc will explain it better tomorrow. Because, I mean, it wasn't, like, our fault, and it wasn't their fault. It was all DC's fault.
Communication.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said no, it was miscommunication.
Pretty much, and, I mean, like, we both understand what happened, and everything's cool, so it's just we don't have to do it for right now. I mean, there's only, like, three arts we can get off Strange. Which, I mean, it's like, you know, Lynch, Says Crew, and Mayday. That's all we haven't gotten off Strange.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, you know, it's like, you know, they're pretty much penalizing us, if you really think about it, if they're doing it that way.
Pretty much, when it was kind of their fault that they didn't tell us that, because they should have said it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Sadly, it is.
I mean, you know, you just deal with whatever the hell happened.
Yeah. You know, not only that, but you gotta, like, I understand that, like, they're big time and big record and blah, blah, blah bullshit. But still, you know, if you really think about it, Ritz wanted to stay on. I mean, we gave him ample opportunity to be like, listen, yo, I got to bounce. Ghetto even said, you know, you got to leave. It's cool. No, it's all good. And if they even try to use that against us, we have it recorded.
Yep. And I mean, like, if he heard that, he could have just called in and said that he had to go. I mean, that's still how I look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not our fault that, you know, they could have dealt with it.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you should have said something to Rick himself so he knew. Because obviously he didn't, he thought he was on a 30-minute time, right? Now, if y'all are thinking that he's on a 30-minute time, at that 30-minute mark, why didn't you say nothing?
Exactly. I mean, from what I heard, he said something like an hour 30 in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he was an hour 30 in. I mean, I got nothing bad to say about it other than just, you know, it's bullshit on how it was handled. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad, but they're going to blame the lesser of the guys, you know, a.k.a. us, because of the fact that, you know, we don't have anything.
Pretty much, and because of the fact that they didn't say anything, which technically they should have told us, and we would have respected it.
Yeah, but also in the long run, they're shooting themselves in the foot because now we give promotion for that shit, and that's pretty much just shooting yourself in the foot for promotion-wise.
Yep.
You know?
I mean, if they were, like, a smaller label or whatnot, then, you know, we might just, like, not deal with them anymore. But, I mean, they are
yeah.
so big label.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're still mainstream. They're not like, super underground. They're still...
Yeah, I mean, or they're, like, indie to the point where they're close enough to mainstream where they still bring people in.
Well, no, they're still considered mainstream because of the fact that, you know, Rick is actually really big. He's known to many, you know, he's been on tours with certain people, he's collabed with certain people, he's big. So it's not like he's, you know, small time.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, like Tech, I mean, you could consider him either or because, I mean, like he started as an indie artist. Like, he worked his way up to being able to work with everybody pretty much. But still, I mean, I still consider him indie because, like, he made his way from, like, the bottom the whole way up there.
Oh, yeah.
With, like,
I'm
nobody
not gonna,
backing him.
I'm not knocking him or nothing. I'm just saying he's signed with a major record label now. You know, Strange is a big record label.
Exactly.
He's the big bosses. They write him the fat paycheck, so, you know. It is what it is, but still, communication needs to be dealt with a lot better next time between both parties. Just plain and simple, when we go to set up an interview, we need to distinguish how long of an interview can we have with this artist.
Exactly, and I mean, I was thinking because, you know, we can't really do much with Strange right now, why don't we go for, like, you know, somebody who used to be on Strange? And so,
yeah.
You know, I asked Happy if I could have Snug Grimm about it, and he's really cool about it.
Well, a lot of people, you know what, a lot of people want the promotion. A lot of people aren't going to turn us down because of the fact that we can give them that promotion, you know?
Exactly. I mean, like, sometimes just situations just turn to shit of other stuff. Like, I mean, like what happened with Relic and having to go to the hospital 2 times or whatever, like, you know, family death, hospital, and all that shit. But then again, it is what it is, and here's Ghetto.
Yeah.
If I can press the unmute button. Fuck you, computer.
What the hell are you rambling on about, bitch?
Hi, Ghetto.
Who the hell is he?
Who do you think, you fuckard?
Oh. That retard. The woman of many tricks.
As the man who had... text me for a number. So.
What, do you think I really wanted to talk to you?
Yep.
You were wrong.
Well, Chris was a douchebag and he wouldn't give it to me, so I had to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? I didn't know Abby's number.
I could have gave you his email.
I don't want his fucking email.
Well, that's how he talks through his iPod.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I was kind of wondering why the show was still going on.
What?
I was kind of wondering why the show was going on now.
Word, John.
But then, you're here. So, that's that's who Chris was talking to.
No, he was talking to himself. I just joined recently.
Well, you know, usually he ends it after an hour. Here it is, 12:30.
That's
work. Dad, if you say that one more time, something's going to happen.
What is she saying?
What?
If you say that thing again, something's going to be played.
Word.
Here you go again.
I wanna everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is a winner when the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is a winner when the bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is a winner when the bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the don't you know. Find the bird when everybody knows that the bird is a winner when the bird.
We have, and whenever somebody says this word,
we play a specific track that we picked for the day for this word, but only that guest has to say it, so they have to guess what the word is.
So have you been watching Pee Wee Herman lately?
Pretty much. I guess so.
You said the special word! Yay!
I miss Pee Wee Herman Playhouse.
I'm just saying, man, is that where you got the idea? Because he did something very similar.
No, I don't have cable.
I don't know. It could happen, though.
I think we should do it.
Well, Chris heard your idea, so next time somebody calls in, Chris can play the secret trick. Whatever that may be.
And exactly. We have to agree on a secret track. Just pick them randomly.
Just as long as it's not that fucking Bird Is the Word song.
We're only going to play that when a certain word is said.
What word?
Not happening anymore tonight.
How about if somebody says, what's up?
Then we have to play the R-Truth theme.
No, you idiot.
I think we should go with the what's up, because almost everybody says what's up.
Exactly.
But we should have, like, a dumbass song, like, I don't know, a dumbass song.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a little retard programmed of High School Musical, that he openly admitted that he likes High School Musical 2 and 3.
I don't know, Havoc likes everything.
Just so you know, he told me he likes High School Musical 2 and 3.
Two and three, man. What the hell? If anything, I'll give credit to the first one, but not the next two.
Well, yeah, here we go. Well, are you really gonna try and die right now? Really, you're gonna die? You're plugged in, dude. You're charging. Okay,
well, her phone's dying and she hung up. We should make this the song for whenever anybody put that special word in.
Okay.
We should make this the song. That song.
Well, actually, the words that we chose, that's two words, not just one word. But, guess we
but
can't really go with
fit
that.
Well. But we could do it like this, like just choose a spot randomly and whatever it is, play that as the song of the day.
Yeah. Random, like those matches we had last night, that was pretty fucking random.
Pretty much, and I just went through random spots downward. Redneck Ho.
Well, there you go. Redneck Ho will be played.
Right now.
Who's that broad I seen over there in the pumpkin patch yesterday picking up pumpkins over yonder yesterday?
I don't have no idea. I seen that same girl just bending over, picking up them things, scratching that bad little ass of hers.
I'm telling you what, I seen her come running through the hills of Hooper, hollering her titties and flopping. She was finer than plate subs with four away with a broad ass running.
I seen
reppin' to this bitch with a redneck, a redneck. This fucking redneck, reppin' to this bitch with a redneck. A downstop bitch with a red ass neck.
Bitch, you got a red neck, but you look kinda straight, so I'm about to stick it. Heard you like fucking in pig pen. You never see boys, so you fuck your girlfriend, bitch. I know you's a hoe, so let me fuck you with my big toe. Cause I don't care what them hicks can do. Shit, I can fuck like a chicken hawk too, bitch. We can take a walk, but I hate the way your fucking hillbilly talk. So keep your filthy ass mouth shut and don't say shit, nasty slut. Bitch, I wanna hit it, so I can drop your ass in a New York minute. But you quick to act like you didn't know, like you didn't know that I'm a gigolo. You didn't know, bitch. We can sit on the porch, swing in a chair, I don't fucking care. But then it's to the sack we go. I'm finna fuck this redneck hoe.
Bitch, you's a hoe and call you the bitch. Everybody know that you's a funky, funky bitch. Bitch, you's a hoe. And hoe, you's a bitch. Everybody know that you's a funky bitch.
Rapping to this bitch with a red neck, a fucking red neck, a red ass neck. Rapping to this bitch with a red neck, set a mountaintop corn stalk, red ass neck. Bitch, it's too dark. Before I throw you this shit, I throw you some soap, cause you've been in the barn all day. Milking cows and fucking with hay. Bitch, if you let me hit, I don't care, you can play, you ain't new as shit. I can take a little Conway Twitty when I'm sucking out a redneck titty. Bitch, I go down south with a piece of wheat hanging out my mouth and sport a funky ass straw hat. But after I hit it, motherfuck that. Bitch, I'm from the big city and I'm finna fall asleep on your big titty. Yeah, it's a farmer's daughter, but I ain't gonna fucking no swamp water. Bitch, drop your overalls and we can fuck in the back of a horse star. You're the ugliest bitch I know, but I still fuck you, redneck hoe.
Bitch, you's a hoe. And hoe, you's a bitch. Everybody know that you's a funky, funky bitch. Bitch, you's a hoe. And hoe, you's a bitch. Everybody know that you's a funky bitch.
My rap song can't even hang with the wicked shit you've done. You go lynching with your gang on a brother or a Mexican. This shit may never quit. Bigots may never learn. I'll cut your motherfucking throat out, bigot. Now it's your turn. Bigots in the north seem to get respect. You know I'll choke that greasy neck. Step to the left, step to the right. Aim my piece and I'll fuck your face up. Bitch, cause I don't sleep. Said fuck you, bitch, I don't sleep. In the south there's a lot of good faces, but shit, I'ma get on a fucking racist.
I can't tell from where I'm at, but it looks like your neck is red. Fuck that, I'm about to step. So like I say, I fucked a hoe with a red neck.
Bitch, you's a hoe.
Fucking piggy.
And hoe, you's a bitch.
Fucking piggy.
Everybody know that you's a fucking, fucking bitch. Bitch, you's a hoe. And hoe, you's a bitch. Everybody know that you's a fucking bitch.
God damn, I can't wait to get home. My fingers are sore, been milking cows. All day, I'm gonna go home and make me some moonshine.
Hey, right there, look down yonder, right there. There she go, right there.
God damn, you got a rubber all day we take around that pine tree at Raper Ed. Yeah, Dolly Parton. I don't even know. There she go right there. I'm going to head up after her ass before I'm hogging down there and play my car down towards that creek bed right there. I said we were in that water. It's coming up in that little land. All right, then.
Fucking biggie.
And hoe, you's a bitch.
Fucking biggie.
Everybody know that you's a fucking, fucking bitch. Bitch. You's a hoe.
Fucking biggie.
And hoe, you's a bitch.
Fucking biggie.
Everybody know that you's a fucking bitch.
Fucking bigot, 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 bigot.
And Big Homo called in and he hung up too.
Fucking bigot.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think he called in because he knew we were. We're doing that song in dedication to him.
That's right. Shout out to Big Homie. Ho.
Exactly. Oh, and Spaz is even more crazy today because I played the song I Hate. I was uploading that song for her.
What song do you hate?
Oh, my song.
You played your song?
Yep.
Wow.
I just think, by me saying I don't give a fuck about it anymore, it won't get played as much.
But if you hate it and you got so pissed at us playing it, why the fuck would you play?
I decided, fuck it, if I play it now, maybe it will make it stop getting played in total.
Yeah, go ahead, gangster.
Yeah, I'm not playing that, I guess. Tonight, fuck that. Played it once. I played the remix version. Because that was just more fucked up. Like, yeah.
It's interesting because it slows down, goes faster.
Slows down faster, slow, fast, slow, fast. Like,
you know, deep voice, squeaky voice.
Easy, where'd that go? Like, that's squeaky voice.
What the heck is?
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I think that we should crank that mini-me because, well, do we have to have
man,
a reason to crank that mini-me?
Man, every time we're on here, man, we always play that song.
Exactly. So fuck it, we're going to crank that mini-me. Because we have to figure out a way to crank that stupid thing, graphics.
No, we don't sold to be.
Always have those fucked up names, crypto, quota, cut a like, nigga.
Jesus. Yeah. Hey, man, I got this new dance for y'all, man. Call that major, man. Crank however you want to, man. Just throw that nigga across the club, man. That's all you gotta do, man. Sell him, man.
No, we don't throw the boy. Don't fight a man. Don't roast the vest. Just see, now we just throw the midget up across that flow and crank the man. Nick, me. Now what, man? Crank that man. Now what, man? Crank that man. Now what, man?
Wow, drooling all over, better bring it down like these white boys speak. Keep
keeping it underground, you know we legit. We get this place jumping like some big old breasts.
Yeah.
We spitting rhymes like bullets, better we're a vest. We some underground killers here to crush your dreams. You know we keeping it wicked, fuck the mainstream.
Fuck you.
I'm a beast in the shit. Something like King Kong while the industry got you bending like Stretch Armstrong.
Bitch.
With this music, we trying to come up quick. Ain't phased by ugly bitches on her dick.
Nah.
We holding it down on Juggalo Rider Radio. If you talking shit, we leave you messy like a sloppy Joe.
I know y'all always be hating my name, but my lady's lips. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and stop sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them sick ass killers from the underground. Take some notes to remember the sound.
Nowadays can't nobody make a hit. Instead we stuck with this whack ass shit. All this music just hurts my ears. The radio's filled with nothing but queers. Me and Jay Killer, we killing all bitches and stealing all your scribble. Like you know we lyrically sick. Throwing flows as hard as a brick. You know this shit is hot, we got you lit like some pot. What you be saying, you got us snapping. You so scared of us and your pants you be crapping. I wish I could put your ass on mute. Cause you suck more dick than a fucking prostitute. With every CD that you fucking drop, your ass is killing hip hop. What you be doing? You calling that rapping? What kind of cracked out were we trapped in?
I know y'all always be hating my name, but my lady's lips. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and stop sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants on the top, put in.
The boy J Killer, yeah, that's me. You don't really wanna end up 6 feet, motherfucker. I'm an underground killer, I'm a gorilla. Don't be looking at me like I look familiar. Because I'm out in the night like a thief in the night. I only come around midnight. So when you see me, you better run. Don't call the cops, cause that does get none. Fuck it, I'm an underground scrub. And I love that shit, cause my dick gets tough. Fuck it, I have about two more dollars to my name, home, and I pop my collar. I don't rap about being trash, I just rap about cutting ass. If you hate in it, you can suck my dick in. I don't give a shit, cause y'all some pussy bitches.
I know y'all always be hating my name from the ladies' lips. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and stop sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick ass killers from the underground. Take some notes to remember the sound.
And we are back. And I even saw that Slug Brim called J Killer an asshole.
It's not very nice, Slug Brim.
But he really is an asshole.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least Slug Brim's like cool enough artist where he said he's going to make up all those tour dates where he was booked. Because he's not going to no-show that shit. He'll find a way to make it up.
I don't understand what that means.
No, because, like, he basically booked him for a tour, but he didn't
okay.
pay for shit for the tour.
Well, then how was there a tour if it wasn't paid?
Well, he had the venues, like, guaranteed set up, and, like, you know, because, like, Slugworm thought it was, you know, ready set up and all that shit, like, the bands were paying all that. So basically, like, you know, he announced the tour dates and all that, you know, to start promoting it. And basically, he didn't do shit with the venues. So basically, Slug Brim said that, you know, sorry for anybody who, like, believed this, I am going to make stops at all of those tour spots. I don't know the date yet, but I will make it happen to make up for it.
See that? He always tells you some shit, and then it's never really true.
Pretty much. This is why nobody wants to work with Mr. Echo Effect. Right?
Damn it, James Brown. Yeah, see, man, it's not just me that thinks he's a scam artist.
Pretty much. I mean, hell, I even saw, some Grim posted a long thing about saying anybody on that label, get the fuck off of it because he's going to screw you over like you just screwed me over.
Who else is on that label?
I have no clue.
Besides him.
Well, considering Slug Brim left, I think there were a couple of other artists on there, but, like, Slug Brim told all of them, like, he gave them all a warning saying, like, seriously, get off the label, he just screwed me over, and he's going to do the same thing to you.
It's pretty funny.
It is. Because, basically, when... Like, it's only, like, Brim, who actually has connections with, like, tech and all that stuff, though. Gets, like, screwed over. It's like, yeah, you're pretty much screwing your own career up there.
Yeah, well, you know, it just took a matter of time.
Yep. I mean, I think, like, even, like, he basically posts those stats where he tags every single person who's an artist. Like, you know, their Facebook on there. Tell them to, you know, just be careful. They're going to stick with it. It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah. Teach him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, man, I'm doing big things. What the fuck are you doing that's big besides fucking people over?
Yeah, you went to an interview with us with Snug Brim. Yeah, I set that one up. Good try. And good fail.
Well, you can ask him, can ask him if we can ask him about all that.
I will when he gets close to that date, because like he did say that the date that we gave him, he said that he will show up, but he said that he is doing a show that day too. And said, you know, I said we could change it up if he wanted to. Like, yeah, just give me a date that he has free.
Did you know that Liquid Assassin was at a show?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he called in from the Tech N9ne show.
Yep. Which I heard. But I mean,
he's like,
Mike,
man, he's like, just let it be known that I love you guys because I'm calling in Dorn Tech.
I mean, at least, you know, our show has, like, you know, some credibility and all that, though, where we can get these artists.
Yeah, we can get artists. We can't get listeners, though.
That's right. That's our only problem. We can only get listeners if it's a huge interview.
We can't even do that.
Well, like, sometimes, last time we had tech, didn't we have, like, 10 people?
We had 10 people for that? Really? There's that many people here?
I think. Or in the chat room.
I don't remember because nobody was asking any questions.
No, I can't remember because I tried to ask one question and I just didn't get to ask. I only got to ask one question because everybody kept cutting me off.
I'm saying, man, we've had big people, man. We had LA here. We had the dude from Rehab. We had Ritz here. We can't get no fucking listeners, though.
Pretty much.
Sad. Very sad.
And it's kind of hard to get listeners. That's their only issue.
Yeah, because everybody thinks for them gay-ass party lines that everybody keeps posting.
Which is just total bullshit and a waste of time.
So, yeah, I don't want to come to your show because there's a million of your shows. Nah, motherfucker. Those are not shows.
We run in a strict time schedule of 2 hours where people can call in an extra hour if we choose to do it or not.
We don't make money off of you if you call in here like those people.
Yes, we're not that much of assholes, even though we should make money off of it.
Well, if we were running a chat line, we could. But you need a certain amount of minutes to do that.
Which is just kind of stupid because then you can't mute anybody and all that shit.
Yeah, but
and then if, like, big homie called in, we'd have to actually listen to him talk shit about how every earth sucks.
There ain't no way in hell I'm sitting on the phone all night.
Pretty much. I mean, hell though, like, we definitely got some big interviews, and we've been doing our own thing, and hell, it's like, it all works for us. The fact that, like, nobody ever decides to tune in, that's the sucky part.
We get all these damn people that people listen to every day, or, like, you know, would love to talk to or some shit. But then when it comes down to it, you know, ain't nobody really cares.
Pretty much. I mean, like, it's like, maybe a few people care. But it's, like, not enough to where it actually makes, you know, that much of an impact. I mean, if we're lucky,
man,
at the interview, like, somebody not major, probably get, like, what, maybe two or three callers?
It's like, yeah, man, I love that guy, but I ain't gonna call in, though.
Exactly. I mean, I kind of know that old deal.
Yep.
Now I've done this stupid thing and got this stupid thing I had to get in this damn game, I'm gonna save it and then leave the game because it's pissing me the fuck off.
Ooh.
I've been playing one video game for a while and I have to get this one stupid door that I can never find a way to get into.
Man, them damn people last night on WWE 13 were very talkative. They wanted to text, man. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
I had to pay attention to any of the people talking. I was like, fuck, that's not putting the headset on.
No, they weren't talking. They were typing.
No. Well, like, what the hell happened at the end of Raw? Like, what the hell happened with Triple H?
He fell over.
I mean, because I, like, looked up online. Apparently he had a stroke or something.
Had a stroke?
Yeah, because, like, apparently from what it says, so you just asking me to remember what day it was. He had no clue what day it was or where he was.
Well, I'm just saying they wrestled for a little bit. He went to get back in the ring, but he couldn't get back in the ring. And then he went and sat down, poured some water on himself, tried to go back to the ring. Then he came back.
The water point part is like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, the guy zoned out for the start of the match.
Then he just kind of fell over, and they're checking on him, and then they just ended it.
So, basically, Heyman's new guy wins the match, even though they won't count as a win because of Triple H's stroke.
Man, Michael McGillicuddy did not win. I mean, Curtis Axel.
Whatever the fuck bullshit name they're giving me now. It's funny how they try changing their names.
That damn music went off and that Titantron came on. I'm like, the fuck? This guy was already here. Fucking new guy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's not new at all. He's just mad.
Came in with the Nexus. Was a terrible wrestler for a while.
So they put him back to NXT. Then he comes back as
and
a
all
Heyman
of a sudden
guy.
He's a big guy
so
with Paul Heyman.
No, he gives us a bit with Heyman. I mean, yeah, Heyman might be able to help him become a big name, but still.
It's like, damn it, Heyman, why couldn't you bring somebody good?
Hey, why can't you get RVD or something? Bring him in. It doesn't matter if RVD's heel because he'll never be heel to the fans, but still, like, he would be a good character because he's one of those that can. I mean, he's kind of like one of the characters like Punk. You can be face and heel at the same time.
He'd be a wrestler somebody actually wants to see.
Exactly.
Not this idiot.
Even though he definitely, I mean, he has a good background from, like, the guy.
I don't care, man. His dad was a good wrestler. That doesn't make him a good wrestler, though.
Well, I mean, he might become a good wrestler. But who the hell knows?
Who the hell's his grandfather?
Axel or whatever.
I don't know what that means.
Sorry, this stupid British bitch keeps talking. It's like one dude Axe or something.
From what? Axe and Smash from like the.
One second. Axe Henning.
I don't know who that is.
Larry the Axe Henning.
I know who Kurt Henning is.
It was the father of Kurt Henning.
Jeez, when the hell was that guy in there?
He was in the AWA and WWWF. But that pretty much means it was so damn long ago. They still had three W's in it.
I was about to say, did you just say WWWF?
Exactly.
What the hell was the third W?
Worldwide Wrestling Foundation.
Oh.
Or Worldwide Wrestling whatever Federation. Yeah, Worldwide Wrestling Federation.
But yeah, WWE's failing again.
Pretty much.
Terrible pay-per-view. Terrible guys bringing them back.
They have, like, nobody who counts for anything major in it right now.
That's why they're pushing the Shield.
Pretty much. Like, they think the Shield will be their savior thing. I mean, yeah, we can see that they'll be good in the future, but they're just not good right now.
Well, now that they're in longer matches, they kind of have to do moves.
Pretty much. And apparently his grandfather or whatever, he retired in 1986.
That's when I was fucking born.
He wrestled from 56 to 86.
Jeez. So, I would have never had any idea who that dude was.
Pretty much. Havoc will probably know who the hell he is.
Well, because he has Wikipedia.
Pretty much. Mr. Wikipedia. Oh, and it's the birthday of he who shall not be named in wrestling.
What?
Today would be the birthday of he who shall not be named in wrestling.
And who's that?
The Crippler Crossface.
Oh.
So, pretty much, Havoc, because of that, because of the Crippler Crossface's birthday, and he doesn't want to relive the memories. That could be the real reason.
Somebody's going to put him in a crossface today.
If I was around, you know, if I was in Connecticut, fuck, I'd do it. Make the mission tap out.
It's funny as hell. Like, this one time, my damn sister wanted to fuck around and shit, so I slapped her in the fucking Taz mission.
Nice. Awesome. Did she tap?
Well, you know, I was definitely hurting her.
Yeah. I love how I just got an email from, like, the whole thing with the old college thing right now. It's like, so basically, it's something that I may have gotten accepted for a grant. It doesn't even tell me. It's like, you have to enter your username to figure out if you did get accepted. Like, okay, fuck this. I'm not doing this tonight.
Well, enter your fucking name in.
I just don't even care to. It's like, I'll just look at it tomorrow.
Well, if you really want to know if you got the grant, man, you might want to put your name in.
I'll check it later today. Because I don't even remember what password I used for it, because I've had to create so many usernames and passwords for this whole thing. You know what I mean?
Well, like, how do you know which username it's going to be then?
And some other website that I don't even remember the username for, so it's like I have to look it up through a million papers. I just don't feel like doing that right now. I mean, I've been using like the same password though, but still.
Let's see.
And all the fun stuff today, because I did the whole thing with the housing and whatnot, and apparently I'm going to be in a four-person housing thing with no roommates.
The fuck?
Because as of right now, I mean, I'm kind of like, you know, last minute doing the whole housing stuff. So either, as it stands right now, I will have no roommates. I'll have like two bathrooms, four bedrooms, like all to myself. Which I highly doubt it will stay like that, but like in a week or so, I'll probably have, you know, three roommates and pretty much go with that.
Yeah, there ain't no way in hell they're going to let you just have empty rooms.
Yeah, not in a four-person suite. Because then they probably charge me instead of like the $9,000 a month to have an apartment, or $9,000 total per semester, they probably charge me like $36,000 then, right?
Yeah, they probably would charge you for every room.
That's just total bullshit, but I mean, I agreed to the $9,000, did that whole shit, and it's like basically set up. Like, that's, you know, I was going to, like, pay for it or whatever, you know, just to, because, you know, he helped me out with that whole shit. So, like, I have everything set up. I'm just kind of, you know, waiting to figure out who the hell my roommates are and anxious to meet them.
Yeah.
But thinking this is until August.
It's probably going to be a bunch of dudes you hate.
It probably will be a bunch of dudes. Hell, if we get stuck with three chicks, hell yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fucking right, dude.
Yeah, right. They're gonna try and keep you in dudes.
Yeah, the day
because
that
only two
happens,
bathrooms.
The day they give you roommates that are all chicks, yeah.
That would just be. That'd be bad if it's having three chicks, right?
Oh wow, that'd be awkward.
It would. I think they kick him the fuck out, right?
Well, he is a midget.
Yeah, midgets aren't allowed. We're sorry.
So I'm just saying the girls probably couldn't manhandle him.
They could probably beat him up.
Well, manhandle, beat up, whatever the fuck you want to say.
Pretty much. But I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get stuck with three other dudes and whatnot, but it doesn't really matter.
Well, it's going to matter whenever, you know, you're like, man, I fucking hate these motherfuckers.
Which will probably happen after a while. But at least the school did try and match you up with some stuff, like, you know, like, what kind of sleep are you, or, like, what kind of person are you, early bird, night owl, or whatever. Like, at least it tried to match you up like that.
Well, I'm sure when you're there, things are going to change between the whole morning and night thing.
Pretty much. I mean, I'm even sure of that. Like, cause, I mean, right now, I'm definitely a night owl. That's kind of like how I am. And
yeah,
I'm sure, like, after...
there, and then you're tired as
like,
fuck.
I'm pretty sure, like, after I'm into, like, the four classes a day kind of shit, except on weekends, that's going to change really quick.
Yeah. Be out before fucking 8 o'clock.
I'll probably be out, like, at 11 or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's definitely going to change.
It's like, I already know it. I have no clue what the fuck classes I'm going to be in, but I know it's definitely going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'll be out like my dog is out right now. I'll be totally falling asleep. Like, sometimes, like, I would never be asleep right now.
Exactly. Like this morning, or not this morning, yesterday morning, fucking went to sleep, man. I thought I was going to wake up kind of early. I didn't fucking wake up until like 7:30.
Nice.
I was fucking out, man, fucking like, what was it, like 7:30 to 7:30 I fucking slept.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I guess I must have been comfortable.
I guess so. I mean, the one thing I've kind of realized now is that even though I am mostly a night owl, I mean, still, I know, like, right now it's about, like, I don't know, like, 4 or 6 hours somewhere around there. It's like, I know that shit's going to change, too. I'll probably be sleeping, like, you know, 8 hours or whatever the fuck soon enough.
In Fast Five, did that start out with them breaking Vin Diesel out of the bus that he was going to jail in?
No, it started with them stealing a car. Or a trailer.
No,
with
the fifth
oil in it.
The fifth one.
Wikipedia answers everything.
Man, didn't you see the movie?
I did, I just don't remember. I haven't seen it in forever.
Because the fourth one was just on, and, it ends with Dom going to jail, and they're about to break him out, but then it just, ends.
Hmm.
But I don't remember how the fifth one started.
Move away from that. Something, move away from like the street racing emphasis to a heist. Ay, ay, ay.
What the hell, man? You're turning into havoc.
Yeah, Wikipedia sucks looking it up.
No, I mean making that noise.
Pretty much.
Up with this, man. They got this on this show, man. That happens all the time. People getting run down by fucking subways and shit.
Hey, it's a fun thing to do.
Most of the damn time. Fucking. They don't even stop.
Pretty much. Oh, basically, here's what it says for the start. That Vin Diesel is being transported to whatever prison by bus. His sister and friend, Brian O'Connor, Lena Salt on
so
the bus, causing a crash.
Yeah, so they do bust him out in the beginning of the fifth one.
Yep.
Alright. Yeah, because the fourth one, that's how it ends. He was on the bus, and then it ends.
I should probably watch all of them again because I know I'm going to go see the new one this weekend.
Yeah, it's coming out this weekend.
Yep. I haven't seen that over The Hangover. Part 3.
Oh, I could wait for like HBO or DVD for that.
It just seems like they have two good movies released at the same time for once.
Well, that's the thing they were doing. They wanted to put it against that movie.
Pretty much. Even though the one's, more stupid funny, and I actually heard, in the backstage segments, that weird dude Chang or whatever in the Hangover movies? Chinese dude?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, apparently, in, the scenes and all that, in the outtakes or whatever, whenever actors started laughing, he starts to, fuck with them and just do some really weird shit to them. So they have to train not to laugh or just mess with them and do, stupid shit to them.
Wow.
That sounds like a fun person to work with, right?
Well, not if you're trying to make a movie.
Well, if you fuck up the scene and he does stupid shit to when you start laughing and trying to make you laugh even harder. I mean, for the outtakes, I don't think it'd be fun.
Well, he's probably the reason why the movie takes so long to make.
Probably. That Chinese asshole.
He's in every fucking commercial and shit nowadays, too.
He really is. And now I feel like going downstairs and trying to find that movie to watch it. Hangover Part 2, at least.
You have that movie?
Yes.
Wow.
On Blu-ray, somewhere.
Wow, even Blu-ray.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't...
It's of the original that got lost somewhere.
I don't own either one of them.
Well, it definitely is a funny movie to watch at some times when you just feel like, I don't know, it's like a whatever kind of mood.
Well, I mean, if you got you got movie channels, you really don't need them. You can just watch it on there. They're on every day.
Well, I don't have HBO.
Well, there's other movie channels.
Don't have Stars, don't have HBO, don't really have any of the movie channels.
Well, what the hell are you doing with your TV, man?
Without our watch my watch TV? Raw. Unfortunately, TNA Impact. Wrestling. Which, I mean, I think it's cool that they made AJ Styles heel and put him in the Aces and Ace, even though it's never going to work. Because him as a heel never works.
Joins Aces and Ace. Ends it.
Pretty much. Getting patched in next week. Or this week.
Yeah, they're going to put him in there and then they're going to stop the storyline.
Knowing TNA, exactly. And then they're going to make him part of the new whatever the fuck they were going to put in there.
The Shield's going to be there.
They should have the Shield versus the Aces and Eights. Have the Shield take out the Aces and Eights because WWE built them a lot better with their three moves of doom.
Oh, yeah, well, if that was to happen, there's more Aces and Eights, so I think they may attack better.
They may attack better, but still, the Shield's record for taking people out is a lot better than Aces and Eights.
Let's see those three people take on Aces and Eights without Aces and Eights all around the ring and shit, I guess. But I see it as them attacking the Shield like the Shield attacks people. So the Shield would be fucked.
Pretty much.
This way, if you would actually be surrounded.
Pretty much. I don't really think that will ever happen to the Shield because I think they're probably going to break it up first.
I was kind of hoping they would break up tonight. That would have been funny.
It's funny how they never let any tag teams stay together in the WWE 13 game except the ones that are natural tag teams.
Well, I also liked how whenever AJ was making Layla tap out, fucking Layla was smacking her ass, and she even gave it a squeeze, too.
Yep.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, so that was an interesting match.
I think I love about something that's funny though. I was talking to one of my friends who's, well, basically a lesbian or whatever chick.
Oh, no.
And pretty much, she said at the one show that we're both going to, she's like, you know what, fuck it. Like, she said that she wants me, like, doing it at the show. I was like, okay. So basically, I turned lesbian straight.
Did you just say she wants you to have sex with her at the show?
Yeah.
Are you sure this girl's a lesbian?
Well, she's technically bi, but she's gone more towards women recently.
Recently? So she's not a fucking lesbian.
She's not a lesbian, just she's kind of stuck with the whole women-only
thing
for a while.
She's only into girls because people think it's hot.
Pretty much.
Well, there you go. When you go to the show, go fuck that bitch.
Yep.
Maybe she'll even bring a girl in for you, too. There you go, man. Threesome on your first try.
Hell yeah. It's all because her and her girlfriend are fighting, even though her girlfriend's a ride.
Wait.
So awkward moment.
That's a ride. What the fuck?
Awkward moment.
Yeah, that would be quite awkward.
Oh, well, I don't give a fuck.
Because she's trying to fuck you.
Yep.
And her ex-girlfriend's going to drive you guys.
Her ex-girlfriend's going to drive her there.
whatever.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, prepare yourself for some awkwardness.
Pretty much. I mean, hell, dude, just, like, she told me, like, yesterday, like, just make sure you bring a condom. Like, okay.
Just make sure you bring a condom. What the fuck?
Yeah, she told me that yesterday when we were talking.
Like, no, bitch, I'm going in raw.
Like, yeah, fuck you, I'm going in raw.
You're like, fuck your condom, bitch, I'm gonna stick it in your ass. go ahead and say that to her, man. See what she says.
I shall.
If she says, all right, man, then you're in good shape.
If she says, fuck you, I'm in bad shape.
Well, no, not really. She still wants to have sex.
Well, still, yeah.
New frosty waffle cone.
What?
Wendy's apparently. No, Wendy's apparently has waffle cones, and they put frosties in them now.
I heard you say nude Wendy's frosty cone. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck?
That's what I heard.
I guess it would be nude. I don't know.
Yep.
I just like how they keep having this skinny ass redhead like do these commercials. But in reality, the daughter of, what the hell was that dude's name? His name Dave Thomas.
Yeah.
His daughter's actually like a fat chick. A fat redheaded chick.
Well, what do you expect? You know, Wendy's.
But I'm just saying, man, I got this skinny ass girl selling Wendy's food. You know what I'm saying?
It's to try and do the whole mind manipulation bullshit that they do in all commercials.
Yeah, well, that, unlike that one commercial where that real hot chick's eating a real big ass burger, that'll never happen.
Pretty much. Like, after the commercial's over, she'd probably puke and back out.
She probably didn't even eat it to begin with.
She probably took one bite and then spit the fuck out. Then the camera went away from her.
Yeah. So that type of shit would never work. But as for this Wendy thing, that seems to be working pretty damn well.
Yep.
As for, like, McDonald's, they got a clown selling shit.
And they have their famous movie, Super Size Me, which works even better for them.
Oh, yeah, that was real nice.
That helped them get a lot more business.
Or like that movie was in Fast Food Nation.
I have no clue. I don't care about that Super Size Me. It's the only one I ever heard about.
Where they pretty much showed you all the nasty shit that places do.
Yep. Oh, and funny story, when I was in New York the past week or whatever, I went to a McDonald's in the Bronx part of New York, and I said, yeah, I like a hamburger, like I said that. Sorry, we're out.
Said you want a hamburger, and they said they're out.
Yeah, no, I was like, I want a Big Mac. Sorry, we're out.
What do you mean you're out?
Like, well, even further, like, can I get some fries? Sorry, where I was like, what the fuck do you have? Hey, don't be rude. Like, just do it like that. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm out of here. You know, it's so sad, but yet so funny at the same time.
They didn't have any food?
Pretty much. They only have, like very little amount of food, which is so sad, yet so funny.
I don't understand.
I guess they are a bunch of lazy assholes in the Bronx.
I guess so. guess it'll be the last time you go to McDonald's there.
Get there in New York. Don't go to McDonald's in the Bronx. Go in one of the other four boroughs of New York.
Boy, let me get a hamburger. What the fuck you mean you out?
Sorry, we out. What the fuck you mean you out?
I guess I'll take a salad, then. You better grow yourself one.
What is a salad? That might be the next response.
Like you having that conversation with that person. It's kind of like the skip before dog beats.
Pretty much.
Wow. Who would have thought that skit would come to life?
It's funny as hell because that's how the fucking McDonald's there is.
Man, it's over here, man, things. You want something from McDonald's, man. They're right on top of it.
Well, I guess it's because the Bronx is basically the poorest part of New York, or the poorest borough.
Well, why would the fuck put a McDonald's there then?
I think they put one everywhere because there's five boroughs in New York or whatever major areas in New York, and they're also going to make money. Even though it makes no sense how they're going to make money if they don't have any fucking food.
Exactly. You put a McDonald's in the poorest place trying to make money, but they ain't got no fucking food.
You know what? It would be funny, though. If somehow we sent Havoc to the Bronx to go get, like, from their McDonald's.
Well, here's a question. What time did you go to the McDonald's?
It was, like, 2 p.m. or something like that.
2 in the fucking afternoon, they ain't got no fucking food.
Pretty much.
The fuck?
It's, like, so sad, but yet so funny at the same time.
I want to know how them people get paid and shit. What the fuck?
Me too. I want to know how people consider that having a job or credible as having a job. You're not going to make any fucking money.
That'd be my type of job, man. Fucking, I ain't got to do nothing, but I get paid.
Sorry, we had that.
Because you ain't got to cook food. Because you don't have it.
Yeah, because you don't have any fucking food.
Wow. They got a lot of restaurants in that neighborhood.
Well, in that area, they do have a bunch of restaurants, but it's just basically, you know, it is the poorest part. So, they basically have the crap restaurant.
Well, where did you go after you left McDonald's?
Then I kind of went there to see if he was right about that, my, you know, brother-in-law, and he was. Then, like, we went to the Bronx Zoo.
Fucking everybody went to the damn zoo this past weekend. What the fuck?
Pretty much. Just to keep my nephew entertained for a while.
I meant, like, did you get food?
Yes, I got food at the zoo. Even though their food was even worse than McDonald's.
You're like, let me get some food. We're out.
It's like, we just ran out of the last hamburger. It's going to take a minute. It's going to take, like, 5 minutes to make one. It's like, do whatever you got to do. That literally happened to me twice. Ah, the lovely state of New York.
So they got a lot of animals in the Bronx Zoo.
They had a penguin section, which is kind of unbelievable.
Or is there just, like, a bunch of black people in there?
They had a bunch of animals. There were the black people in there. But still,
there's
I'm not going looking at
there's black people in cages up there?
No.
It was like the jail. That was the zoo.
It should have been.
Like, come on, man. You don't think there'd be a zoo in the fucking Bronx?
Well, there is, apparently.
So they have penguins. They have anything else?
Rhinos, tigers, lions, monkeys, birds.
Bears, oh my.
Yeah, they had a whole shitload of animals there.
Oh, surprising.
You even had a polar bear. I'm kind of shocked that they had any of those, like, you know, animals that are, like, you know, are cold-blooded, you know, like polar bears, penguins. Like, how the fuck do you get those animals there?
They have them at, like, a lot of zoos.
Well, no, I mean, seriously, how the hell do you keep them, you know, in their living environment so they don't, you know what I mean?
Well, they build something for them to live in.
They basically build a very cold area for them.
Duh.
One of the things that's kind of funny, though, I think he asked me this, which is kind of like the weirdest question ever on Facebook. He asked me, is this just me or is today like a really hot day or something like that? Like, yeah, I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. I never even went inside my house.
He asked you if it was a hot day.
Yeah, because like for some reason, like he said, he felt like it was really hot. Like, I don't fucking know. But, like, cause, I mean, yeah, you know, like, I went inside the house to get the mail, but that doesn't really count going out of the house. It's like a 2-minute thing. And, I mean, I worked out, which doesn't really help if you do that before you go outside. It's like, you know, like, I have no clue.
Well, yesterday was pretty hot.
These past few days have been pretty damn hot, but it doesn't really matter to me. I'm just like, fuck it, the weather. We'll do whatever the fuck it has to do.
All right, big homie, relax.
You will not forget the Billy Box, because I'm big homie and I hate every fucking song in the world. Okay. I'm done being an idiot for now.
Big homie and his prostitutes.
Yes, his prostitutes. That nobody wants the fuck anyways.
No, but seriously, dude, those people that run that page are, like, seriously fucking prostitutes.
Like, okay, how about I give you a Canadian dollar and you flash me your tits.
Exactly. It's like, hey, do you want to buy some pictures of me? I'll take any kind of picture you want. It's kind of
okay,
like the same thing as paying for sex. Like, you know?
I'll give you a penny to send me a full nude pic.
There you go.
Don't worry.
Go hit up the page, man. Tell that bitch that's what you want.
I ain't doing that shit. Fuck that. I'm not a big homie get money.
No, it's not big homie. It's that dumb bitch doing it.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting those pictures from Alley Cat.
No, not her.
She's on the page, though.
Why the hell do you gotta pay her? You already have her pictures.
I know. It seems sarcastic. Because, like, that's basically all the bitches he has are kind of like that. And it's like, you can probably find a free way or loophole to get it. You know what I mean?
I could always post up, I'll send you some bitches nude photos, man. You pay me.
Definitely good.
Like, shit, man, I got a bunch of those pictures, man. I could sell them to people.
Yep.
The people that they are probably won't be too happy, but, you know.
Who gives a fuck?
Pretty funny.
It would.
Like, anybody want to buy some Alley Cat photos? They're like, nah, man, we all seen them.
Nah, man, we all seen her. It's like, okay, if I have a video over, I want to buy it. Video.
They'd probably be like, man, seen that too.
Everybody's seen everything from her.
That's just sad.
It really is. So, she's an immigrant, and to stay in the country, she shows her body naked to everybody.
So she's an immigrant?
Well, she's from Italy.
From where?
Italy.
Is she really?
Yep.
Now, how do you know that's true?
By seeing her, I asked her. You know, that only lasted like a week.
You did what?
when I was dating her for like the 1 week I was with her, I asked her, and she said she's from Italy.
She's also said that nobody's ever seen her naked. No.
Yeah, I guess I'm nobody then. I guess the whole world is nobody.
Like, I think it was the one time, man, I saw it, and then, like, right after that, everybody else that was running that J-Hoff page would be all seen her fucking naked.
Pretty much everybody in the world seen her naked.
I was like, damn, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, hell, we can even talk about some other girls that we've all seen naked, whatever, like, I mean, like, oh, you know, like, Rebel Danger or whatever, like, her name is. Like, I mean, yeah, it's like, we've all pretty much seen her naked. But, I mean, you know, she's not like, you know what I mean?
Well,
at least she has some respect for herself, right?
I really don't think you should be saying that. Because I don't think she knows that, you know, other people have seen what she showed you.
Well, no, I didn't send it anyway.
You didn't send it to nobody. Well, how did I see them?
I have no clue how that happened. Well, no, I mean, but you get my point, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, man, you might not want to say that, man. Somebody might hear this.
Yeah, I was talking about Alley Cat, that's what.
Oh, you can say whatever you want about that bitch. Who gives a fuck?
Pretty much. That girl fits any song that's titled Whore perfectly.
Yeah, like that song by Rehab. It's called Whore.
Like the song by Rock 781 called Whore.
It's like, and I'm not too crazy about all those dicks, you suck.
Man, the Rock 781 version is like I bang a whore, I am the dog you created. Like, that's basically like how he went with this hook for it.
Jeez, there's a lot of whore songs.
There definitely are. And my dog fell asleep on my bed, and he has his head hanging off of it. He looks like he's drunk. This is awkward. No, I mean, seriously, like, he has his body hanging up, and his head's just, like, hanging over the bed like he's going to fall down. This is awkward as hell. And I just looked up at me. So, yeah, it is a drunk dog. What the hell is that?
This phone.
Text messages.
No. I don't know what the fuck it was doing. But I want to know why this damn internet don't work. It did work at one point in time.
On the phone you have? Maybe you have to enter the password again.
What password?
Oh, I thought that you'd have like some internet passcode bullshit. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm saying, like, I never had to do that before. There was the internet on here. And, now the damn Wi-Fi thing won't even connect.
I don't know. I had to really stop talking to one of my friends because she plays Call of Duty.
Gotta try talking to her because she plays Call of Duty.
No, I thought you should stop talking to her because she plays that damn game. I should, but I probably won't. And now that I say that, she texts me. Awesome timing.
Yeah.
So she has to go behind the PlayStation, like, call me dork on there, and then she texted me a nickname that she gave me. And she's playing Call of Duty all at the same time. I can make her lose. So I messaged a drunk dog.
Let's see.
I'm trying to perk his ears up, and only one will stay up. The other one keeps falling down. Dude, like, keep the ear up. I give up.
I don't even know what the hell this shit means. What the hell is WEP? What the hell is WPA?
That is definitely some internet kind of connection bullshit.
Obviously.
Well, no, I don't remember what the fuck it was, but I used to know what it meant, because at one time I took course on how to create a website, so, you know, I knew all that shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, God damn, that was like, 2 years ago? The funny thing was, when I got the, Grant's email today or whatever, at 11:30 or 12, whatever the fuck it was, when I got the email, it said, if you forward this email, we will persecute you with the law, blah, blah, blah. Okay, go fuck yourself. I was like, I'm going to forward it to my dad because he's the one who's letting me pay for all this shit. And he's like, oh, wait, I already asked it to my dad. Well, fuck it. Not doing it then. It's like, I don't really see what's wrong with the email. It's about a grant when it's not even, if you send an email back, they won't reply because it's an automated email. It's like, go fuck yourself, you know?
That's not very nice.
Hey, if it's an automated email, you can say that.
Holy shit, Google loaded.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
It is.
Holy shit, I wonder how the hell my dog could sleep with his head looking down the floor with his whole body on the top of my bed.
No, dog,
I can never
sleep,
like that. I can never sleep like that. I
can't
get a headache if I try that. Seriously, I get a headache if I try this out.
Try it out anyway.
I am looking at the ground trying to sleep like this. It would just never fucking work. I feel like I'm going to puke doing that.
I see. Well, that's not fun.
Sounds like you should do that when I in JRR for the hell of it.
How the hell do I say, who the hell's on this Facebook right here?
On what Facebook?
The one that's logged in right now.
I don't even know whose Facebook that is.
Probably my sister's.
And just post some stupid bullshit message. Make her pissed off.
That'd be really funny.
Yeah, pretty much. The one thing I kind of about my one brother-in-law, John, he's honestly, he has a very sarcastic guy sense of humor size.
Holy
and,
shit, dude. Hold on, she has 30 unread messages.
Yeah, and basically, you know, my sister Adrian, like, went out to, you know, do some, you know, ballet dancing thing or whatever, like, 2 nights ago when I was there. And, you know, my sisters were going to see it. Which, you know, guys, we just stayed back and did our own thing. And pretty much, the funny thing is, like, her Facebook is up. I just posted a bullshit message on her Facebook, like, as a status, to try and piss people off. And she lost a few friends.
That's pretty funny.
It is. I just kind of laughed. I was like, okay then. Like, and thank you to my brother-in-law, John.
How the fuck do you log out of this shit?
Here's how you do it. You go to the whole, like, okay, so you're in Facebook. You see that little setting thingamajig?
The three lines?
Well, okay, so basically, looking at the Facebook app, you see, like, your name, home, whatever that lockbox thing is, that bullshit, and the little star thing.
News messages, nearby events.
Well, I mean, like, do you see... Are you just, like, basically in the Facebook home screen? Because, like, you know, you'll see your name, you'll see home, some star toolbar bullshit, which is privacy shortcut. And to the right of it, say, use Facebook as blah, 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 blah. Advertise, account settings, privacy settings. Log out, it says all that.